There's a couple key ingredients when it comes to songs for me. There's the melody, there's the lyrical content, and then there's the groove. This, to me, is one of the greatest grooves ever created. This song, Let's Dance, by David Bowie. When that beat comes in, something magic happens. People's eyes light up. And I actually found out that Stevie Ray Vaughan, one of my favorite guitar players, is actually playing guitar on this song. And it's really did a lot for his career playing Let's Dance for David Bowie. So once you hear this groove, you are not human if you're not on your feet and not dancing.
Right. Well, we've all been on our feet there with that. Final choice of yours is the Beach Boys and Don't Worry, Baby.
The Beach Boys, the kings of harmony. Brian Wilson, you know, I look up to him as a songwriter because he just knows a melody, man. I mean, this guy can dance on a chord like no one else and just really know how to, he knows how to just elevate his songs and start it off beautifully, but then the chorus pays off so much. And this is just a beautiful song, and I love that we're ending with it because it's a great way to sign off.
Just before we play it, tell me about your own songs, because you've talked a lot about melody in the course of this week.
Yeah.
And about the importance of a good love song. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that When I Was Your Man,
yeah,
it's a great love song. It's a fantastic song.
Thank you.
But you're aiming for that. That's what you want to deliver.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you could hear by my playlist, I love Billy Joel, Elton John, the Beatles. And with this song, I've never done anything like it before. I've always wanted to just me and the piano. To me, that's the most purest form of music. If you can write a song with just you and the piano and you feel something, then you might have something special. It's kind of hard to perform because it's one thing to be in the studio and you're in a dark room and you're kind of using songwriting for therapy. But, you know, and then you record it and you want people to hear it. You kind of forget those emotions that you have to bring out for you to connect with the song again. You know, I've been doing it on TV and it's definitely a different experience for me because it's really like...
It'd be quite tough, I would think.
It's basically like bleeding on TV.
Yeah. I know. You're exposing an awful lot.
Exposing an awful lot and then, you know, people applause and then you kind of walk off the stage and you kind of have this... eerie feeling.
Big tour coming up. Yeah.
Oh man, so excited. It's the Moonshine Jungle Tour. You know, I felt like I haven't played with my band in such a long time. And to me, that's the victory lap, man. You know, you work so hard on this album, putting your ideas together, and then you get to go play it and hear your songs amplified and get to hold a microphone again. You know, that's what I get off on. So this tour is going to be so much fun, man. We're putting the show of all shows together.
Great, and it'll be hitting London in October.
That's right.
Well, we'll have to
hold on to your seats, London.
It'll happen there. Great to see you. Thank you so much
for
that.
Good to see you, too. Thank you, man.